It's Morning Edition from Public Radio 89.5 KWGS. There are many ideas for changes to state policy following May's deadly tornado outbreak. Changing school building codes to make public structures safer. Requiring shelters in new school buildings. Providing money to upgrade schools without shelters. We'll see if any of those happen. But as State Impact's Logan Layden reports, there is something superintendents can do right away and without approval. Canceling school when they see severe weather coming.
Kids at Whiteside Park in Tulsa think tornado days, much like snow days, are a great idea. They would. The opinions of their parents, however, are more mixed.
Well, I work all day and I'm all over the place, so it'd be kind of hard for me.
I'd do it. I'd stop everything and go get them.
I concur.
Well, I would rather them build storm shelters.
Tulsa has just one FEMA-approved storm shelter in its entire school system. Still, Bob Roberts, the district's emergency management coordinator, says Tulsa likely won't be canceling classes when possibly tornadic weather threatens.
Tornadoes tend to hit the eastern part of the state early evening, 6:30, 7 o'clock, 7:30. They don't even issue tornado watches, much less a warning. They don't issue tornado watches until late morning or early afternoon. So this isn't a question of canceling school. This is a question of closing school while students are in it. And that becomes very problematic.
Districts could end up canceling full days of class that end up being storm-free. Letting class out early as severe weather approaches could lead to stranded students and traffic congestion at the worst possible time. But the same problems don't really apply to small rural districts like Alex in southwestern Oklahoma. Last month, Superintendent James Washburn told State Impact he'll cancel class ahead of severe weather until a storm shelter is built at his school, and thinks other small town superintendents will too.
It's just too much of a danger to have that many people concentrated in one area, that if it did hit, we really don't have a safe room, and it would just devastate any community, just like Midwest City and Moore and El Reno. When you lose lives, it's just not acceptable.
The State Department of Education says as long as they meet their requirement of 175 days of instruction each year, districts can cancel school for any weather, any time of the year. The question is whether canceling school for severe storms is the right thing to do, whether it saves lives. Oklahoma wouldn't be the first state to call school for possible tornadoes. An EF4 severely damaged the high school in Enterprise, Alabama in 2007, killing 8 students. When another round of storms came through 4 years later, Tuscaloosa canceled school.
When the April 27, 2011 tornado happened, we had been receiving weather reports about it, and our acting superintendent at the time decided to call school off on that day.
Leslie Brewington is with the Tuscaloosa City School System.
As we found out later when the day, you know, by the time the sun had set, two of our buildings had been hit by that EF4 tornado. And you hate to speculate about what would have happened had we been in school.
Tuscaloosa, with about 10,000 students, isn't a small district, but Tulsa has 4 times as many, and Oklahoma averages about double the number of twisters as Alabama each year. And while some schools will implement tornado days and some won't, officials at the Oklahoma Department of Education say you'll likely see more permissive student release policies across the state when sunny spring weather turns violent. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.
7:39 now, traffic and weather in 10 minutes. This is Morning Edition from 89.5 KWGS.